to YFC for Parents, a weekly radio broadcast for parents of teenagers. Youth for Christ is committed to helping parents effectively raise their teens in today's challenging world. Now, here's your host, Kaylee Akina.
Welcome to YFC for Parents this week. As you know, we try to bring you the finest of resources in hopes that it will help you, if you're a parent or a teacher or a pastor, to educate young people as best you can, especially as Christian young people. Today, my guest is a true expert in that field. He happens to be the headmaster of Word of Life Academy, and he's somebody who's dedicated his career in helping parents to do this very task, and that is to raise children with a Christian education. So without further ado, would you please welcome to our program Mr. Royce Tenoy. Royce, glad you're here with me today.
It's great to be back, Kelly.
Well, you know, you've been a great guest in the past, and we've talked about the Word of Life Academy. But today we're going to go a little bit broader than that and talk about this very task of parents providing a Christian education for their children.
Well, it's a daunting task, and especially in the world today, in the world that we live in, it's a very challenging task. But it is very doable, you know, and if you ask God for help, He certainly is going to be there to provide it.
Royce, you say it's a challenging task. I'm sure many people relate to that. Well, what kinds of challenges are we facing today as parents when we set out to say we want to raise our children according to the Bible? What's daunting now about that today?
Well, the kids are living in a technological world, and I think that's probably the biggest area that parents find themselves a little bit behind in the game, because the kids are so immersed in it that they are really the experts, and the parents are finding themselves not knowing what's going on their kids' computers, what's going on Facebook, why are they always texting, and everything else.
Well, all I know is I have to call my 7-year-old to set the DVD.
That's right.
And there's no question about it. The young people of today have a relationship with, an affinity with, a capacity at technology that we, just being as little as 20 or 30 years older, just don't have. And we could be in the dark. What kinds of things are we missing if we are in the dark, Royce?
Well, in the old days, and I'm not talking about too long ago, maybe when I was younger, my parents could keep track of me where, you know, I left the house, went out to play and visit my friends. But now a child can go online and visit any number of neighborhoods or online communities, so to speak.
Cyberspace.
Right, and they don't even have to leave their room. Mm-hmm. They can be sitting on the couch watching TV with a laptop and be out with their friends still. They could be chatting with half a dozen of their friends, and we see this a lot where...
That's interesting, because you're talking about a time in which our supervision of children pretty much amounted to knowing where they were going, where they were, when they would get back, who they were with. But you're saying that access to cyberspace means we have no accountability of this, that they could be with anyone, hearing anything, seeing anything from anyone anywhere on the planet.
Well, it certainly makes it more difficult. And for the parent who is not technologically very savvy, and you have to be pretty much up in your game in this, then your child could be wandering about anywhere on the web.
How about that? You know, we had one parent, a friend of mine, bought some software to help protect the computer from protect the child from using the computer to see things or go places where he shouldn't go. Well, he had some difficulty installing it, so the child helped him install it. And then the child offered, he said, "Well, Dad, and if you ever forget the password, just ask me because I can get in anyway." I mean, there is this technological superiority that makes a difference. And yet at the same time, while there is the threat of exposure to things we don't want our children to be exposed to, do you think it's wise for us to ban the use of technology or to in any way hinder their development of competence with the technology and using it in education and communication with others?
Oh, certainly not. You know, technology and having a competency and is what's going to give them an edge later on in life. And it's before it used to be kind of optional, but now it's absolutely mandatory that students know how to operate a computer, they know how to use Word and Excel and all of these other things, that they be well connected, be able to look up things in a second.
So it wouldn't be a wise thing at all to try to make this area taboo or to be overprotective. And so what is the key then to being able to help our young people take advantage of technology and yet make wise choices in the process?
Well, it's all a matter of education. Uh-huh. Just as a student, just as a child might walk down Kalemoku Street, you know, you tell them this is a bad place, don't go in there, don't go around these areas, don't hang around these people.
Right, but you still want them to be able to catch the bus on Kalemoku
Street and go to Walmart.
And go to Alamoana or whatever, but not go into those alleys that could be destructive to their moral character.
That's right, and it's very much the same analogy. It's just the World Wide Web is a whole lot bigger. And there are a lot of common sense things parents can do also.
So it boils down, in the first instance, to developing character. It goes back to that. It's always been character, and you're saying it goes back to that first of all.
Oh, definitely. Without that, you know, there's, you know, kids will find a way to get to do what they want to do on the web. They're very good at it. And if they don't know, they'll ask somebody who does know.
So it could be counterproductive, actually, if we spend all our time on trying to monitor and control and use software and limit and so forth and put firewalls up and all of this, if we've really not worked on the development of the character and the spirit of our children.
That's exactly correct. You know, I was visiting a very prestigious, very expensive school here in the islands that has a huge technology department, and most of the kids have laptops. And I asked the kids, are you allowed to go on MySpace and iChat and these other things? They said, no, well, they block those things, but we know how to get around it.
That's true. And so, again, we get back to the very reason I asked you to be a guest today. And that is really, what can parents do to impart that Christian aspect of education that is necessary in order to raise them biblically?
Well, I think you know, it all goes back to doing what's right simply because it's right. Doing what's right because the Bible says so, because it pleases God and it pleases their parents. And that's the key and foundational to all that we teach our children. And, you know, we as parents need to model that also. If we slip and slide and we don't make ourselves to be good role models as to what it means to live a good, godly life, our kids are going to find a very difficult time doing that. Mm. You know, if we do illegal U-turns or constantly speeding down the road or drinking beer and throwing bottles out the window of the car, well,
hopefully
you
not.
Know, right? Then certainly our kids, you know, they can't understand why they have to do certain things, and, you know, parents can. And but if they have a good role model, and the good role modeling starts at home, then it becomes very much, it just becomes a natural thing for them to do.
It sounds like you've got the real truth there, and that is that educating our kids in how to live begins with our living that right way in the first place.
Exactly.
I'm going to come back in just a moment after a quick break and ask you some practical advice on what parents can do to instill a biblical frame of reference into the education of our children, particularly if we don't send them to a Christian school. Well, my guest today is Roy Stanoy. He's the headmaster of Word of Life Academy. We're talking about advice on Christian education for parents. We'll be right back after this.
Looking for some practical advice to help you raise your teenager? Then don't miss YFC's powerful 2-hour seminar entitled Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. Life Coach Your Teens is the new program from YFC that will help you bring the best out of your teenager. You'll learn how to coach your child to achieve goals, set priorities, handle failures, and cope with anger. YFC Executive Director Kaylee Akina will share with you from more than 2 decades of working with teens and parents. Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. To schedule this free seminar for your church or community group, call Youth for Christ at 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Also, tune into our weekly broadcast of YFC for Parents on AM 760 KGU, Tuesday night at 6.
You're with YFC for Parents, and we're back again with Roy Stanoy, headmaster of Word of Life Academy. Here's some practical questions for you, Royce. How do you instill a Christian value system into the content of what a child learns if he's attending a public school, not attending a Christian school?
Well, that's where it, you know, spending quality time, you know, I know that's kind of an overused phrase, but really spending quality time with your child is what's going to help them the most. They've got to have some kind of foundation to weigh everything against. A good, strong biblical foundation, and that can't come from the Sunday school teacher only. It can't come from the, you know, from the children's pastor only. It has.
Well, that's why we sent them to Sunday school.
Well, that's part of it.
Or sent them to church so that church and Sunday school could do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, let's just shuffle them off there, and we as parents really need to play an active role in that, and.
And that's a tough thing. It really is.
Oh, it certainly is.
And you know, it's tough enough to do a daily devotion, let alone a weekly devotion around the dinner table. How in the world do we also see that their academic content is filtered or at least processed through a Christian frame of reference?
Well, that's where it becomes extremely difficult. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have to have... And they have to view with you things that are going to help them to process things properly. And there are many Christian resources out there that really help them to see things from the Christian perspective. They're not going to get it in the classroom at a public school. They're only going to get it if you present it to them or if they attend like one of your seminars and things. Having the resources enabling them to say, well, this is how God sees things. It makes sense. That's the way I'm going to process everything from now on. You know, as kids grow older, trying to ask your teenager, you know, your junior boy, what'd you learn in school today? He's going to say, I don't know. How'd you do on your test? I don't know. Good, I guess. You know, that's all you get out of them. And so really getting a head start on it, I think, is key, as early as possible. And it's never they're never too young, and it's never too late either. You know, we have a lot of parents who maybe really found the Lord late in life, and their kids are already halfway through their growing up years. But it's never too late. You know, helping them to see and helping them to understand God's point of view on everything is always something that we can do. And again, just walk into any Christian bookstore, and you can find lots of materials.
So there are resources, of course, in Christian bookstores. There are books, there are DVDs, there are series, Bible studies, series by thinkers like Francis Schaeffer and so forth. Do you recommend setting aside a time at home on a weekly basis or with some regularity to go through some materials as a family and talk about them?
What any opportunity with today's busy families, it's any time I think is going to be the opportune time, and whether it's playing Adventures in Odyssey in the car, listening to Dr. Dobson together with the family, or I used to teach a class on growing kids God's way, and our kids were sitting in the back and got to hear all the secrets about Christian parenting, and whatever opportunities come up, here's one thing that we did early on, going through our video collection.
Okay.
And really seeing what's there and throwing out all the things that we thought might be detrimental, mm-hmm. and filling up our video collection, which we thought would help our children to really just be immersed in God's Word.
One of the fun things we like to do is occasionally, perhaps on a holiday weekend when the pace slows down a bit, the day after Thanksgiving, for example, is to get out a film, a good film that isn't necessarily a Christian Bible film, but is a good classic that has values worth talking about, and then watching it and eating popcorn and enjoying it and talking about the values that are involved. We've done that with Sound of Music. We've done that with A Man for All Seasons and so forth. Something as elementary as that,
exactly.
I would just suggest to some of our listeners. Now, you mentioned growing kids God's way. Can you think at the top of your head, off the top of your head, about any other resources that parents of teenagers particularly might want to go out and somehow get their hands on and say, let me share this with my teens, or any places to get such resources?
Well, one of the things that I notice with parents of teenagers is that the parents have totally forgotten what it's like to be a teenager.
Uh-huh. And
so they're looking at their 14, 15-year-old as a young adult, uh-huh. a young, mature adult who is, and they've forgotten that kids make mistakes sometimes. And so really getting back into that mindset and getting into the, again, Christian bookstore online. Go to these like Teen Mania sites or other places. The Ron Luce has some great devotionals out there. Just get a teen devotional and see how teens look at the world and how these people who specialize in ministering to youth are out there and talking to them. How are they talking to them? You know, are they very direct or do they talk around things, find something that's interesting to them and connect it that way? There's a technique to it, and you can't deal with teenagers, I don't believe, the same way that you're dealing with a married couple or you know, someone who's in their mid-30s. They're totally two different types of human being.
So it really has to be something that keeps the interest of our teenagers, relates to them, communicates on their level, and we really have to go that extra mile to make sure we're doing that.
Oh, very definitely. Mm-hmm. Teenagers, the one skill that they have mastered without any practice at all is turning you off if they don't think that you're very interested.
And nodding and smiling at the same time.
Yeah.
They learn that in math class.
Exactly.
And, I mean, unfortunately, it is something we have to jump across, and that's a gap. And yet I hear you saying that it's possible if we'll at least make the effort.
Oh, it's definitely possible. You know, when I first started working with high schoolers again, my main area of in my degree study was with secondary education, mm-hmm. but I'd gone away from that for a little while and totally out of education and then came back to it. I had to relearn what it's like to be a teenager now in this day and age, and it was very eye-opening, and mm-hmm. I got to really see how different it was, and I realized how much I had forgotten mm-hmm. about what it was like to be a teenager.
How about that? You know, when we come back after this break, I'm wondering if you can chat with us a little bit about a Christian worldview. I know that the education that you lead in your school, the Word of Life Academy, is founded upon this notion of Christian worldview. It's something that young people won't get in a public school, per se, and in many private schools. If you could talk a little bit about that and tell us how we might integrate that into our children's education from home, I'd appreciate it. We're talking with Royce Tenoy, who happens to be the headmaster of Word of Life Academy. Today's subject, advice on Christian education. We'll be right back after this.
Looking for some practical advice to help you raise your teenager? Then don't miss YFC's powerful 2-hour seminar entitled Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. Life Coach Your Teens is the new program from YFC that will help you bring the best out of your teenager. You'll learn how to coach your child to achieve goals, set priorities, handle failures, and cope with anger. YFC Executive Director Kaylee Akina will share with you from more than 2 decades of working with teens and parents. Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. To schedule this free seminar for your church or community group, call Youth for Christ at 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Also, tune into our weekly broadcast of YFC for Parents on AM 760 KGU, Tuesday night at 6.
Welcome back to YFC for Parents. My guest today, Royce Tenoy, is the headmaster of Word of Life Academy. We're talking about advice on Christian education for parents. And if you think this program would be of value to a friend of yours, you could send it free of charge or listen to it again along with any of the broadcasts we've had by going to our website. That's yfcforparents.org, yfcforparents.org. We'd love to let you have access to about 5 years of wonderful programs with terrific guests on every subject from how to talk to your child about love, sex, and dating through how to talk to them about government and politics and so forth. But today, we are talking a bit about helping to infuse a Christian education into our children. So I'm going back to Royce Tenoy, headmaster of Word of Life Academy. Royce, for many parents who don't send their children to Christian schools, what would you suggest to help them understand and pass on the notion of Christian worldview. I know that that's at the heart of Christian education, and this idea of Christian worldview is not the easiest one to understand, but it has to do with the fact that education is not just facts and figures and dates and so forth, but a perspective from which we view all of that, and a Christian perspective may be very different from what one gets in the general population.
That's correct. And I think you hit upon the main key element as far as the educational aspect, as far as curriculum and content and what's presented in the classroom and how it's presented. And that's perspective. The perspective is always going to be, does this line up with God's Word? Mm-hmm. And anything that they encounter, that our children encounter, whether it's in life, whether it's online, whether it's in the classroom, they have to know that if it doesn't line up with God's Word, that it's not truth. And you know, we all like to grow up with the notion that if we see it on TV, well, it's got to be true.
If we read it on the internet.
Right? It's in the newspaper, well, it's got to be true. But that, you know, so much of that's just a fallacy in our thinking. And to come to understand that is what's going to help our children, that we need to be and help them to become totally convinced in God's Word, that it is truth, it is the undeniable truth, and everything then gets weighed against that, whether you're talking about science, whether you're talking about political attitudes, being politically correct about this and or that, and we don't have time to go into all of those things, but those are many, and really helping them to wade through this whole life that they are exposed to constantly, whether it be in the media or through their friends, newspapers, and all these things that they're told they need to be up on current events. Well, how do they help? How do they process all these things they see in current events without having a strong Christian worldview?
How would you define for parents what a Christian worldview is?
Well, I would tell them, Christian worldview really has to do with believing God's word, just unshakable confidence that God is real. And I used to have a poster in my house when I was a young Christian. It says, "Faith is not proof without evidence. It's trust without reservation." And to me, that just helped me a lot because, you know, my mind just kind of works. I loved math, and I loved science, and I loved this class in mathematical logic. And you know, you have to prove everything. But really, what is God all about? God is trusting in Him with no holds, no reservations at all. And once you are able to do that and understand that God's Word is truth, then it becomes a very simple thing to weigh it again, weigh current events, weigh attitudes and things against the Bible. If the Bible says this, that's it. You don't have to think any further. It really simplifies life, I think.
Now, in a curriculum at a Christian school such as yours, I imagine that you would have some kind of guide or template to say what principles may apply in a social studies class, what principles may apply in a philosophy class, and even what principles may apply from the Bible in a science class. Would that be part of the approach toward teaching a Christian worldview?
In a Christian school?
Yes.
Oh, yes. In fact, if you look at a Christian school that is using Christian curriculum, you'll see scripture everywhere. I mean, all throughout the book.
So how would a parent get access to perhaps a guide that could help them to understand how to think biblically about history, for example?
Well, there are lots of resources at a Christian bookstore. There's a man named, I believe his name is David Barton. He's an author. He does fabulous studies on how George Washington and how God played a huge role in his life. That's just one instance. And he did a thing about what happened when prayer was taken out of school. He had all these charts and diagrams and things. It's just amazing. You know, making yourself an expert, a little mini expert in all of these little areas just by getting into the materials. It's a lot of them are quick, easy reads, and you know, if you can go online and get a lot of these things. I think one of the greatest resources has got to be what I just heard on the commercial, your archive of all these shows. That's got to be a treasure of great advice for parents. They should just hook up with those.
You know, as a matter of fact, thank you. And not so much because I'm on them, but because our guests have addressed virtually every worldview area as we've talked them through. And yes, parents, feel free to go to yfcforparents.org and access this broadcast today and any other one. But Royce, in particular, well, it sounds as though you're saying a parent has to actually do some study. And that may not have been apparent to us in the job description when we looked across a crowded room and fell in love with someone. We weren't thinking someday this means I'm going to have to go back and study myself in order to communicate truth to my children. But in so doing, studying, we probably need to call together other parents, like those who can help us create Sunday schools at our church and so forth that address the issue of worldview, Christian worldview in our education.
Oh, I think if churches can offer little classes or little seminars on these things on a regular basis, it's going to help all of our parents immensely, especially in light of the fact that we have many people nowadays who didn't grow up as Christians, especially here in the islands. Their parents were Buddhist or some other religion, and so they don't have that experience of what their parents or grandparents did to raise them as Christians. They have to go back and figure it out for themselves.
So the culture itself doesn't impart a Christian education.
Right.
And we really need to do something about that. Well, Royce, I want to thank you for your advice today. It's been very valuable. Your work at Word of Life Academy as headmaster is touching not only the hundreds and thousands who have gone through that program, but many people whose lives they touch when your graduates become parents and so forth. And so I thank you for what you're doing.
I thank you.
And we'll be back, folks, next week with another program on YFC for Parents. Until then, aloha.
You've been listening to Kele'i Akina, Executive Director of Youth for Christ Hawaii. If today's program has been helpful to you, we invite you to join the family of YFC supporters. In gratitude for your contribution of $25 or more, we'll send you a free copy of YFC's new book, Life Coach Your Teens, by Roger Cross. Visit our website at yfcforparents.org. YFC for Parents airs on AM 760 KGU every Tuesday at 6 p.m. For program information, visit our website at yfcforparents.org or call 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Until next time, aloha.